letter from the GDC saying that someone has complained about you is one of the most alarming pieces of correspondence you can receive as a dental professional. It is, of course, very serious, but by providing a clear explanation with the expert help of the DDU's team of dento legal advisors and specialist lawyers, most complaints can be resolved without the GDC taking any action against the dental professional. Here to help explain more about the GDC's role, the way it handles complaints, and how best to respond to them, is Leo Briggs, one of the DDU's team of dento legal advisors. So, Leo, to get a feel for how frequent a problem this is for dental professionals, how many complaints does the GDC receive each year?
In 2008, the number of complaints about dental professionals considered by caseworkers at stage one of the fitness to practice procedures was 898. This represents a 20% increase on the previous year. Over 50% of those were made by members of the public, with the remainder coming from other GDC registrants, primary care organisations, or someone else acting in a public capacity, such as the police.
898 cases seems like a substantial workload for the GDC.
Yes, it does, but only a fraction of those 898 will end in a fitness to practice hearing. The caseworker may decide that the complaint does not need to be investigated. The others will be referred to an investigating committee. I'm pleased to say that DDU's figures for 2008 show that of complaints considered by the GDC investigating committee, in which the DDU in-house lawyers assisted members, more than 89% were resolved without proceeding to a fitness to practice hearing.
So at what stage might a dental professional be contacted by the GDC if there has been a complaint?
If the caseworker decides the complaint needs to be investigated by an investigating committee, they write to the dental professional setting out the complaint and asking for a response. The important thing to do at this stage is to phone our free phone dental legal advice line as soon as possible so that we can provide appropriate advice immediately. In the majority of cases, there are usually a number of weeks before a response needs to be provided to the GDC. Sometimes, however, the GDC require a response very quickly. The GDC may also decide to hold an interim orders committee who will consider matters referred to them very quickly.
And what sort of cases would be referred to an interim orders committee?
As the name suggests, the committee does not determine cases. Its role is to protect patients by taking interim action pending a full fitness to practice investigation. The sort of cases that may be referred are those where it appears the dental professional in question may be in immediate and serious danger to the public. For example, allegations of sexual misconduct. They also include those where it is alleged there has been a serious or significant failure to provide a proper standard of care or one serious lapse. The allegations might suggest, for example, a serious lack of basic dental knowledge or skills. Cases which involve allegations that dental professionals with serious health problems are attempting to practice whilst unfit may also be referred.
So what should you do if you get a complaint letter from the GDC?
Call the DDU advice line as soon as possible. The important thing is not to panic. Talking the situation over with the DDU advisor gives us the opportunity to explain the process, answer questions, and address your concerns. In most cases, we ask our members to write in with full details so we can advise whether or not to submit a response at this stage. The dental professional must acknowledge the letter and send proof of their indemnity to the GDC. The dental professional may also need to inform their employer, the PCT, or other organisation they have a contract with about the investigation, but we can provide individual advice about this. Apart from that, it is often wise to wait until more facts are available before attempting to answer any criticisms that there may have been.
So what happens next with the investigating committee?
You need to provide your response to the complaint at this stage. This must be done in writing as the committee meet in private. When we assist members, we instruct a solicitor who will draft the letter of response to be placed before the investigating committee. This letter sets out, usually in some detail, the members' account of events and their comments on the complaints made. However, sometimes a member may be advised to make very little comment because the facts are unclear.
How long does a GDC investigation take?
The GDC try to work up the case as quickly as possible and inform the registrant as soon as possible if an investigating committee is going to consider the complaint. Sometimes it is a relatively simple matter, but some complaints to the GDC are quite complex. So it may be a number of months after the initial complaint was lodged with the GDC before the dental professional receives a letter from the GDC. Sometimes we may need more information to be able to submit appropriate observations on behalf of the dental professional. For example, the records of another dentist who may have treated the patient. If this is the case, we may ask the caseworker at the GDC if we can delay providing our response. If there is a good, valid reason, the request for an extension of time is usually granted.
And what happens once the investigating committee has considered the matter?
The committee can decide to take no further action. They can call for further information, they can issue a letter of advice, they can issue a letter of warning, which may be published, or they can refer the complaint on to one of their three fitness to practice committees. These are conduct, health and performance.
And what are the consequences of receiving a letter of advice or a letter of warning?
If a dental professional receives a letter of advice, it is very important to follow that advice. But as far as the GDC is concerned, the case is closed. If a letter of warning is received, it is more serious. That letter remains on your GDC file. So if the GDC receives another complaint, it can choose to look at this one again. Also, if the letter is published, it will be on the GDC's website for people to see. It is also vital that the dental professional follows carefully any advice issued with the letter of warning.
Okay, so assuming that the decision is to refer the case on to a fitness to practice panel, what can the dental professional expect to happen next?
Once the case has been referred to a fitness to practice panel, the GDC sends the dental professional full written details of the allegations in the form of a charge sheet, very akin to a list of criminal charges. It usually takes some months, and in complex cases much longer, before the case is actually heard. Over that time, the evidence supporting the case against the dental professional should be disclosed. The DDU team supporting the member will be hard at work gathering our own evidence on his or her behalf and working with the lawyers acting for the member on the strengths and weaknesses of the case and how best to present this to the panel. The DDU will usually instruct not only a solicitor but also a barrister to represent the member, and there will usually be one or more meetings between the legal team and the member in preparation for the hearing.
And what happens at the hearing itself?
The hearing generally takes place at the GDC offices in London, and in some ways it is very similar to a criminal court. The fitness to practice panel has a minimum of 3 members, but usually more. There is always a mix of dental and lay panel members appointed by the GDC. The chairman leads the proceedings, and there is a legal assessor, who is an experienced lawyer, there to guide the panel on matters of law. First, the charges against the dental professional are read out, and this is followed by presentation of the GDC's case against the dental professional by the GDC's barrister. Witnesses may be called, and relevant documents may be brought to the attention of the panel. Evidence is given on oath, and witnesses are cross-examined. Once the prosecution case is over, it's the dental professional's turn to present their evidence. He or she may give evidence, but is not obliged to do so. Panel members can also ask witnesses questions. At the end of the hearing, the two sides sum up their respective cases, and the panel considers first whether the allegations have been proven. You may be aware of the publicity surrounding the change in the test the panel uses for this from the criminal standard of beyond reasonable doubt to the civil standard, the balance of probabilities. If the panel decides the allegations are proven, it needs to determine whether this amounts to impaired fitness to practice, and, if so, what action is required.
And does the panel give its decision straight away?
The panel withdraw to consider the case in private, and decisions in many cases are given the same day. If the panel finds some or all of the facts of the case against our member approved and decide that the registrant's fitness to practice is impaired, a number of sanctions can be applied. They can issue a warning, place conditions on the dental professional's registration for a limited time, which might mean working under supervision or some other form of restriction. They can suspend the dental professional from the register for up to 12 months and usually will hold a review hearing before allowing a return to work. Finally, they can strike the dental professional's name off the register. If they do that, the dental professional cannot apply to go back on the register for at least 5 years and has to go through a demanding restoration procedure to show that he or she is fit to return to practice. So in reality, erasure from the register effectively spells the end of a career.
Can the dental professional appeal against a panel decision?
Yes. There is a right of appeal to the courts, but there has to be very good grounds. The courts are reluctant to overturn the decision of a regulator.
And are these cases reported in the press?
Fitness to practice cases are usually held in public, and the GDC releases some details in advance of each hearing. GDC cases are often reported in local media, and quite a number of them also attract national media attention. The DDU press office specialises in advising and assisting members faced with media attention as a result of a GDC case.
So how long will it take from receiving that first letter to the result at the end of the hearing?
In most cases, it will be around 12 to 15 months. The GDC try to complete all investigations within 6 months and list all hearings within 8 months of referral to a panel, but some cases do take longer.
So once the GDC has reached its decision, that's the end of it?
Not quite. The Council for Healthcare Regulatory Excellence, which oversees the work of all the health profession regulators, has 28 days to appeal to the courts if it believes the panel decision is unduly lenient.
Thank you, Leo. Reading a letter from the GDC saying that a complaint has been received about you is one of the most unsettling experiences a dental professional can have. It is always serious. Securing the best result for the dental professional requires expert advice from the outset, and in the event of a fitness to practice panel hearing, specialist solicitors and barristers. You have access to all of this as a benefit of DDU membership. If you come across an unfamiliar situation or are unsure how best to proceed, don't hesitate to call the DDU advice line on 0800 374 626. Expert advice is just a phone call away. We hope you found this podcast interesting and helpful. Thank you for listening.